Thank you for having me.
We know that Public Act 4, the emergency manager law, was overturned by Michigan voters last week. And now people are wondering what happens. Are we going to see a new version of the emergency manager law emerge?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, at this juncture, the Republicans don't share the agenda with the Democrats, but we are gearing up for that as a potential. I would be very disappointed to see the defeat of Prop 2 be interpreted by the other side of the aisle as the need to move to a right-to-work state. You know, the polling still shows that the vast majority of people in Michigan support collective bargaining rights. Just because it wasn't successful at the ballot, you know, in the midst of five other proposals, doesn't mean that we should take a totally different stance in Michigan. If you compare the wages between the average Michigan worker versus a worker in a right-to-work state, the Michigan worker makes $7,600 per year more, and so has health benefits for themselves and their family, and it's an important thing that we continue to protect collective bargaining in Michigan.
Seeing that Governor Snyder has discouraged right-to-work legislation being brought forward, is there an opportunity here for Democrats to partner with Governor Snyder and perhaps some other Republicans in the legislature to not move in that direction?
I'm hopeful that that's the case. You know, we were heartened to see the governor say that that was not something that's on his agenda. There are a number of Republicans in the legislature who also see the value of ensuring that workers have these kinds of rights in the workplace. Absolutely, we are ready to partner with them if they're going to continue to take that stand. You know, it makes a lot of sense, and maybe this is a chance for us to do something in a bipartisan way on behalf of our workers.
The repeal of the personal property tax on businesses is also at the top of the agenda for this session. While some lawmakers and business groups support the repeal, there is concern from officials and local municipalities about how the loss of revenue would impact their budgets. Where do Democrats stand on this? And is there any discussion about how that revenue could be replaced?
Well, that's a great question. You know, this is an issue that has percolated and it may come up in lame duck. You know, there are a lot of us who believe that the personal property tax really was one that should have been addressed before the whole Michigan business tax was eliminated, because this particular tax applies to in-state businesses, unlike the Michigan business tax. So this one, really, we should have done first. But you've hit the nail right on the head. The concern is, what will it mean to essential services like police and fire and local schools and road maintenance? I would be in favor of moving forward on a change or elimination so long as we are able to ensure that we continue to offer those essential services and that we are not jeopardizing our safety or the education or our infrastructure to do that.
In last week's election, Democrats did gain a few seats in the House, but you're still in the minority in both the House and Senate.
We are still in the minority, but I was really heartened to see that more votes were cast for Democratic representatives than Republican representatives. And what that means is that we've not all of a sudden become a red state. We're a state that's somewhere in the middle that desperately needs leadership. But for gerrymandering, the Democrats would have taken back the state House in this last election. And so I do think that, and I'm hopeful that my Republican colleagues see this for what it is, which is a message that people expect us to find our common ground and to move forward together, not to continue the divisive arguments over the last 2 years, but to try to find that common ground, because they've returned five more Democrats to the state House. You know, that speaks volumes. As a result of what happened at the polls last week, we've got an election package that we are eager to get hearings on, that we are working actively to flesh out with our local clerks to make sure that we've got early voting and no reason absentee voting. We've got the Michigan 2020 plan, which is about funding higher education for all students in the state of Michigan, which would be a game changer when you talk about trying to create jobs and bring businesses to our state. And so we've got a lot of great ideas that we are putting on the table and actively pushing to get debate on and to ultimately get passed.
Senator Gretchen Whitmer is the minority leader in the state Senate. Senator, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jen.